This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. If you think it's been windier in Colorado lately, you're right. April is the state's windiest month, but the Colorado Climate Center says 2022 took that to a new level. State climatologist Rob Schumacher says many stations, especially in the north and northeast, recorded their windiest months on record.
There's a lot of variability from year to year, but not any obvious ups or downs. If we had records going back a lot farther, that would be helpful to be able to look at more closely.
He says right now, there's not a clear trend toward windier conditions. Schumacher noted that record keeping on wind only goes back to the 1990s. He says the extreme wind is also helping drought expand across the state. Colorado Democratic Representative Diana DeGette joined Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats on the front steps of the U.S. Capitol building Friday to talk about abortion. They called on the public to mobilize in defense of reproductive rights. DeGette says her first granddaughter was born just a few weeks before a draft decision overturning Roe v. Wade leaked from the Supreme Court.
My brand new little granddaughter will have fewer rights than I have or her mother has, and that is wrong. And that is un-American, and we are not going to let that happen.
The House passed the Women's Health Protection Act along party lines in September. It would have made abortion legal nationwide, but it failed after a 49-51 Senate vote last week. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.